Before today's episode, I'd like to share something exciting with you. So this is like a mini episode before the episode. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I've been chatting to so many business owners recently who told me the exact same thing, that they were struggling with their business finances and not necessarily with making sales, but they are unsure of where to go from there. They feel like they are totally in the dark about their numbers. They struggle to understand it all, and they feel like they are in the grind, not to mention low profit and cash. They are generating sales in their business, but then when they look into their bank accounts, they ask, where is all the cash? Why don't I ever have enough money to cover all my expenses, and so on? In this fast-paced world of running your own business, things can get pretty overwhelming. If you are a business owner, passionate about what you do, but feeling lost in the sea of uncertainties, stressed about money, not understanding your numbers, unsure if you are doing things right and just wishing for some clarity, this might be for you. What if there was a solution to change everything? What if someone gave you guidance and clarity, understanding exactly what you are going through? What if there was a path that would take you on this journey from getting to know your numbers in a way that makes sense, all the way to clarity, confidence, and informed business decisions? No more confusion or feeling like you are in the dark. With a little help, you will soon start making smarter decisions for your business. All of a sudden, things start to change. The chaos fades away, replaced by a sense of calm. You feel more sure of yourself, more confident in your choices, and suddenly you realize your business is not just surviving, but it's thriving. With your finances in order, your numbers in your pocket, with a plan and processes in place, you have more time for the things that matter. You can spend time with your family, pursue your hobbies, and maybe even take that vacation you've been dreaming of. In the end, it's not just about making money. It's about building a life you love, one where you are in control and free to chase your dreams. And that life is finally within reach, because everything begins and ends with numbers. Successful business owners know their numbers. Have you heard of a successful business owner who didn't know their numbers? The question is, how well do you know yours? Would you like to be one of those successful business owners who not just know their numbers, but also understand the story they tell about their business, and so are able to use their numbers in decision making, which is all about maximizing profit, cash, and time? If your answer is yes, then let me know. I was listening to this crazy Canadian guy the other day who was talking about the idea of bringing people with a shared passion and interest together in an online community. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking about you business owners and entrepreneurs who have these beautiful business ideas and already running amazing businesses, yet you find it hard to understand your numbers or how you could make better, more informed decisions to move your business forward. I don't want to blind you with any shiny objects or fancy finance terms or business promises. My aim is to help you get your business finances sorted, to put your numbers in your pocket, to educate and to support you so that you get to know your numbers and know how to use them in decision making. I want you to not have to stress and worry about your business finances. I want you to understand it all, to have a plan and to prosper. So all this got me thinking about us creating a community where we are all working towards optimal business performance, prosperity, and peace of mind. Now, I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but it certainly has me excited, because here is where I see this potentially going. I see us creating this incredible community of business owners supporting one another, guiding one another as we work towards our vision, which is prosperity, peace of mind, time, and money freedom. I see us celebrating the progress that we are making as we, one step in front of the other, begin to build momentum towards greater understanding and mastery of your finances, ensuring that your business is performing well and you can sleep soundly at night. So as I said, I don't have any of this created yet. Actually, I have something and I have many ideas, but for now, this is a raw idea. But if this sounds interesting to you, and you would like to be a part of this community of financially savvy business owners and join as a founding member, I want to invite you to do so. If you do decide to join us as a founding member, when I do launch this to the general public, the price will be increased. But not only will you have the benefit of getting the low founding member price, but as long as you stay a member, your price will be locked in even when I do raise it to the general public. I want you to join this because I want your feedback. I want you to share your ideas, your thoughts, and ways I can get you to experience optimal business performance, prosperity, and peace of mind. I want you to shape the direction that this membership takes. So if you are interested in becoming a founding member, then send me a direct message, a DM, a PM on socials, or simply shoot me an email and I'll get back to you with more details. Welcome back to Prosperity on the Horizon, the podcast that transforms businesses through the power of numbers. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you are already on your way to exploring your numbers with a desire to understand and master your business finances, realizing the transformative power that numbers hold for your business success. I'm your host, Juliana, your financial storyteller and strategic bookkeeper here at Horizon HQ, and my job is to help busy business owners and entrepreneurs just like you understand your numbers and the story behind them. Knowing your numbers not only helps you understand where your business is at or how your business is performing, but it also helps you make informed decisions, enabling you to maximize your profit, cash, and time. Because true wealth isn't only about having money in the bank, but it's also about having time and freedom to live your dream life on your terms. Let me take you on a journey of deep diving into the heart of your business's financial health. So, stay tuned! By the way, if your desire is to become time rich with your numbers in your pocket, make sure you subscribe to our Prosperity Playbook Bulletin to get notified when a new podcast episode is released. And of course, you will get a lot more value out of it. And if you would like to help us prosper, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your pods. It will mean the world to me. And there is just one more thing before we start. If you would like to find out how to avoid the biggest cash flow mistakes that we discussed in our first podcast series, you can download our free ebook about the 7 deadly cash flow sins right now. I'll leave all the links in the show notes for you. This is episode number 18, Managing Your Money versus Managing Your Business Finances. I thought I would look a bit deeper into a common misconception today to shed light on the complexities of financial management and whether there is much difference between managing your own money and managing your business finances. Many people believe that managing personal finances is essentially the same as managing business finances. But what is the reality? While there are similarities, there are certainly significant differences between the two. First, we need to understand what personal finance is. Personal finance involves budgeting, saving, investing, and planning for the future on an individual or family level. The purpose is to achieve personal financial goals such as building an emergency fund, planning for retirement, and managing personal debt. If we want to better understand what business finance is about, we need to consider a few things and think about them from a different perspective. Business finance focuses on strategies that are necessary to implement for business growth and sustainability. It involves keeping accurate financial records, managing cash flow, separating personal and business finances, and planning for financial performance. Knowing how to manage finances in a small business can be very similar to running your own household finances, but it can also be very different. Of course, with both personal and business finances, we want to reduce expenses, invest in long-term, and maintain a good credit score. So do we need to do anything differently when it comes to business finances? Firstly, we need to be able to recognize the nuances between personal and business finance so that we can focus on both our personal wealth and our business success. We need to apply the appropriate strategies to each area so that we can optimize the outcomes and minimize the risks. Every successful business starts with a solid business plan. From a financial perspective, the business plan covers revenue, expenses, and profit. Your profit is the money that's left over after the expenses have been deducted from the revenue. The profit is there for you to enjoy. in order to have more to enjoy, you want your business to be more profitable. There are certainly a few things that help with both personal and business finance management. Setting clear financial goals for both personal and business affairs is always a good idea, and it's recommended. Or to create and stick to budgets, which are tailored to each area. For example, have a separate budget for your personal finances, of course, and have a separate fund for your business. Have separate emergency funds for your personal needs and for your business. Of course, rule number one is to separate your personal and your business finances. You can also implement strategic planning and forecasting to guide your financial decisions. You would typically have financial forecasts for your business. And as for your personal finances, you probably have budgets, savings, or some sort of plans for the future. You can always implement strategies and daily habits depending on what your goals are. If you realize that you struggle to keep track of your personal and business finances, you can start with a thorough review of your income, expenses, and debts, and also look at your savings for both your personal goals and for your business. This kind of evaluation helps you identify areas where you can improve your financial management and helps you with strategic planning, especially around your business finances. As a business owner, it's always good to set SMART goals, which may include to increase your monthly revenue, say by 20% within the next year. You can break this goal down to specific targets for each quarter and align your business goals with your personal goals, for example, saving for a vacation. You can also create separate budgets for your personal and business expenses. By tracking your spending, you will see if you start overspending on unnecessary expenses, like a typical one is business subscriptions or even personal subscriptions for that matter. You can also adjust your budget anytime. Just because you set up a budget at the beginning of the year, it doesn't mean that you can't change it. When you need more funds in areas where you didn't allocate enough, adjust your budget to reallocate funds toward what your business needs the most. It can mean reallocating funds towards marketing, for example, if you need to boost your business's visibility and sales. If you experience a sudden downturn in sales due to unforeseen circumstances, your emergency fund will come very handy. This is why we recommend setting up an emergency fund from the very beginning, because when unexpected things happen, you don't have to worry about where you will get the money from to cover your essential expenses, such as rent or payroll, without having to dip into personal savings or taking on additional debt. In managing your business finances, forecasting is a very useful and essential tool. With the help of forecasting, you can anticipate seasonal fluctuations in customer traffic and therefore in sales. Based on these projections, you can adjust your inventory levels, you can adjust your staffing schedules and your marketing strategies as well before the seasonal changes occur. This way you can minimize waste and maximize profitability. So good to know that forecasting is actually very practical and important. It's not just a fancy thing accountants want to charge you for. If you hire a professional bookkeeper to manage your business finances with the expert guidance, you will gain insight into your business's financial performance, and your bookkeeper will help you identify cost-saving opportunities and, of course, frees up time for you to focus on growing your business and to enjoy your personal life. These are just a few examples of how you can apply actionable steps to improve both your personal and your business financial management practices and achieve your financial goals. So this is a wrap for now. Thank you so much for staying with me. If you like this episode or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your pods. And if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram at Horizon Accounts. Your business deserves financial wisdom, and my aim is to empower you to make informed decisions. I can't wait to guide you through transformational strategies that will help you do better in business so that you can enjoy a prosperous life you desire. This is Prosperity on the Horizon, where your success story begins with numbers. Remember, your numbers tell the tale of your profit, cash, and time freedom. Until next time.